You're listening to the Hot Seed Podcast.
Welcome all. I am Sean along with my co-host Eric. Of course, Earl will be joining us shortly, and with us some dads with mics, gamers with headsets, and a whole lot of unfiltered conversation. Episode 49, finally. And of course, make sure that you tap in with us on Facebook and Instagram at the Hot Seat Podcast, and you can listen to the Hot Seat Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Spotify Podcast, Apple Podcast, or wherever you find your favorite shows, which is dads with mics again, gamers with headsets, and that unfiltered conversation. How we doing, fellas? How we doing?
Everything you just said to me came across like womp 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 womp.
No, fair enough. Fair enough. It's like I like it. That was that sour lime. Is that what it is?
Peach.
Sour peach. Okay. I like it. Are you back? Somebody back then? It sounds like somebody
you
is back.
You had to get out this chair, go in the kitchen, and go get my Evo.
Somebody is back. I just actually just finished the lemonade and mezcal just now.
I'm gonna wait till Sean starts going to one of his rants where he just start talking, and I'm just going to walk out.
Nah, I got. Look, I'm just keeping the show moving, man. That's all I'm doing, man. But anyway, man, how you guys doing, man? How we doing? How was our weekend and week and stuff? How were we doing?
Our weekend was good, man. Weekend was good.
Yeah,
okay. Pretty decent. Celebrated somebody's birthday. I'll let you talk about that.
Oh yeah, my baby girl. She turned one. She turned a whole one. At a whole event at the house, you know, everybody was out and about celebrating the birthday. Nice strawberry patch theme going on, you know, plenty of good food and drinks and
strawberry and, patch / AKA's theme.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But you can blame her mama for that one. You can blame her mama for that one.
See, dude, strawberry shortcake out there.
It definitely was all out there.
Yeah, blame her mama for that one. No, it was cool, man. She turned a whole one. Actually, her birthday is actually today. Her actual official 1-year-old birthday, so she turned one today. Shout out to my baby, Kamora. You know, Daddy says happy birthday. The Hot Seat Podcast said happy birthday. So by the time you guys listen to this, yeah, it was, you know, it was good, man. Yeah, you know, celebrating one more time, another year, man. Yeah, mm-hmm. Everything is going.
That going man broke. Welcome to my August, brother.
Oh my God!
Yeah, somebody pick us up sooner than later.
Right. Look, my son just started his. You know, he's a junior in high school, so he just started school. Yeah, it's you know, yeah, it was a busy month, man, indeed. But it was good. It was exciting, man. Good energy. You could tell that we getting close to the end of summer because the weather's starting to act a little out there. You know, we in the middle of hurricane season, and prayers to all those that are down in Louisiana, man. That once again, you know, they were right in the path. I mean, like you can move, but in the path of another major hurricane, Hurricane Ida. Made his landfall on was it Friday? I think it was. I forget the date it was, but I know it made landfall as a category 4.
The date was. It was 16 years to the day.
Yeah, it's 16 or 18. One of the 16. Two. Either way, it was on the anniversary. Oh, I hate saying anniversary, but it was whatever, you know, I guess, you know, for when Katrina hit, man. And it's been, that's rough, bro. Like,
but the levees held.
I was about to say, what they built up was a whole lot better than
absolutely. 16 years. Absolutely, man. So yeah, I mean, you know, there's still, you know, some people, some displaced people, and it's getting better. But that's a region right there, man. Between there and that part of Texas and whatnot is
Florida.
Yeah, man. That it's rough. You know, it's rough. And which was crazy because when we left Mexico it seems like forever ago now, but about 2 weeks ago, I guess almost. You know, we were left as there was a hurricane that was actually coming through there. It was a smaller one, I think it was at the time, a tropical storm. So yeah, we're in that season right now, to say the least. So, so now, I mean, that takes us from out of summer and until fall season, and it's, you know, football season. And
that's what it is.
Yeah, and not everybody, you know, it's a. not everybody's feeling too good about themselves. Of course, you know, just recently the biggest news for this, for the, I guess at the beginning of the season, was Cam Newton being cut by the New England Patriots.
Man, that wasn't the biggest news.
That, well, that was the biggest news so far.
Oh, that wasn't the biggest news.
Is something bigger than that?
Yeah, man.
What?
J.K. Dobbins out for the season, dog.
I mean, that was big for, like, Baltimore.
Whoa. That's the biggest news. Everything else you're saying right now, once again, is womp, 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 womp.
Right.
That's the biggest news. Anything else at this point is, it really doesn't matter what you say.
Fair. Okay. All right. Okay. We know who the Raven fan is. But that is big news too. Like, a lot, you know, hopefully that don't come back to hurt Baltimore. But I will say this though, when he does come back from injury, he'll be returning back to a team, in all likelihood. Cam, unless he gets signed, it's safe to say this might be the end of the road for him. And, you know, boys to men terms there, this may be the end of the road.
Let me throw something at both of those gentlemen.
Right.
As far as Dobbins and Cam.
Right.
On the Dobbins side, I want to ask the resident Baltimore fan, do you feel like he is a person that should have been played during the preseason?
Yeah, I do. I mean, okay. he only took 10 rushing attempts.
Okay.
So I think they say he only played in like 23 actual plays, but only took 10 rushing attempts. So, I mean, right. It's just really one of them things that
just happens.
Exactly. I mean, it could have happened. If it happens the first game of the season, I mean, this situation doesn't change.
Right.
It's true. That is true.
Right. I mean, there's been a lot of discussion on, like, people like, you know, what do you, you know, get rid of preseason. You know. There's no perfect, you know.
You got to see somebody like a Mac Jones that plays those three games and he earned his spot.
Right. And you got to be able to warm up. Like you saw what it looked like last year with no preseason. Remember those first few games last year were yikes. The first couple of weeks.
preseason.
Right. Yeah, it was. So, you know,
the Giants had a chance.
Yeah. What they need to do is really go back and, you know, you need the NFLPA to really, you know, straighten his back up and really do something about the actual contract situation for these guys. And that's what it is. A lot of these guys don't want to play in the preseason because, you know, we all know that a lot of those contracts after, you know, the top, I guess, what, 15%, top 20%, maybe, whatever that percentage is. A lot of those guys after that, they're playing for, you know, mid-range contracts. And then after that, it's going out. They didn't, you know, they get barely anything. And a lot of stuff is not guaranteed. So if you get hurt in preseason, something like that, you know, in all likelihood, unless you're one of those top-tier guys, a starter, something like that, you know, you back to, you know, hoping that you can find money in this case. So
And the fact they lost that game because not being four anymore now, it's only being three preseason games. I mean, look, we're so used to, you know, preseason will come around. First preseason game, your starters go out there for a series.
Right.
Second preseason game, your starters go out there for a quarter.
Right.
Third preseason games, they play the whole first half, and then they come out and play the first series of the third quarter. And then the fourth preseason game, your starters would never play.
Right.
So, obviously, things have now got to change because,
you
know, the season's now longer. If you have an extra game now and one less preseason game. So.
Right.
I think everything, to go back to what David was saying, I think everything they did was perfectly fine, be quite honest about it. I question some of the teams that chose just completely not to play their starters whatsoever, like the Rams. Like, not saying the Rams not going to be a good team, but you literally just got your quarterback, you know, on a trade, and you didn't even put him out there to kind of give him an idea of how he's going to be able to respond with the first string after you've already lost your starting running back. You know, and that was before the preseason that they lost their starter running back. So, if anything, you would have thought they would at least wanted to see their whole first string go out there for maybe a series or two sometime just to get an idea of what you're looking at. Now, they're just going to do it on the fly.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side, if you don't kind of play these guys, then with the hurricane situation, the Saints lost their last preseason game. The Saints and the Cardinals both lost their last preseason game.
Yeah.
So, they just got to literally go off of cutting people off of what they saw off the last year. I mean, they named Jameson the starter right before it was announced that they canceled. So at least they had already kind of got that part done. But just imagine, had that not have been the case, and they were looking at having a third game to figure out who their starter was, I mean, what do you do now? You just base it strictly off of practice.
Yeah. It's not a perfect thing either way, man. Like I said, you got to get those guys. You got to get a feeler for your folks at the end of the day. I mean, it's just today, and of course today being Tuesday, they just had to get everybody earlier this afternoon they had to get their roster down to 53. Mm-hmm. So you use those preseason games to see, all right, just you ain't working out here, and as we saw again, not to get too far away from it, we saw that Cam got cut. From New England. Where do you see him going?
To get the mentality of being the backup. Yeah. I said this earlier in our chat that, Bill knows what he's doing. And nobody, I don't care who wants to break down whatever numbers, can say that boy Mac Jones did not deserve to be the starter.
Absolutely.
And I'm pretty sure that Cam put it out there that he's not ready to be the backup. Mm-hmm. He wants that shot at being the starter. And he wasn't going to have it with the Patriots.
Right.
And Bill's not going to let that dysfunction happen in the locker room, no matter how much he cares for Cam. Right. So I think he looked out enough to go, you know what? Then if you think you could be a starter, try that somewhere else.
Yeah.
Try that somewhere else. And he may get a shot. Question. Quarterbacks always get hurt.
Yeah, true. True.
Let me ask y'all a question. So, conspiracy theory thinking time, put on your conspiracy theory hats right now.
Okay.
So, Cam gets approved to go leave the facility, leave the state, to go somewhere that the team approved for him to go to. He goes there, and then after he goes there, then the news comes out that it's a misunderstanding on the whole protocol situation, and now he's got to sit out, which now gives Matt that whole week to practice pretty much with the starters, right? I mean, am I the only one thinking that wouldn't the Patriots organization have a compliance person somewhere in that department? Like the person who would know without a shadow of a doubt that if you leave and you go there, that you're not going to be in compliance with how the protocol is and that you're going to have to sit out. But whoever that person is, willfully, not saying that they were told not to, not saying that they, that they were or they weren't, but some way, somehow, that person who is probably their job as far as compliance to let you know that if you do this, this is the repercussions. Obviously, you didn't relay that message to him. Just saying.
I have some mixed feelings on all of that. I guess I could attack it from, number one, that type of conversation happens, gets missed all the time with the drugs that people put in their body, and they're supposed to have somebody above them to tell them, what you can take and what you can't, but they still take it.
I think that's more so them people know that they can't take it and they do it anyway and they get caught.
In this sense, I mean, I know you're going to game three, but I think Mac Jones had the job before game three, personally.
No, I agree with you on that part, but I just think that it made it so much easier of a conversation to sit there and say, he did miss this time and everybody's talking about, the best abilities, availability, and if Cam's not vaccinated, right, what happens if the situation rises again? Could he end up having to miss time if he comes in contact with somebody? And it just started a whole swirl of questions that weren't asked before he was approved to go to this appointment that they said he could go to. And then all of a sudden they come out and say, there was a misunderstanding. And us letting him go there.
There may be a conspiracy there. I know Bill still backed him up even after all that.
Yeah.
He didn't talk down about him or anything else like that. But I just, this is more towards Mac Jones than I think towards Cam, at least in my eyes on it, that boy was just different this preseason.
He outplayed him.
He came out ready, man.
He outplayed him.
He came out so ready and I just don't think Cam has in his mind to be a backup yet. And I think it would have caused some crazy dysfunction in that locker room.
Yeah. Yeah, because they've been wanting to interview him. Like they've been literally interviewing the backup, I think.
But I do hear you on that whole miscommunication thing. I mean, come on.
This is the Patriots. It's always something.
Isn't it
like
somebody's job to tell him that this is what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's not the first time under COVID. You had a whole year,
right?
So yeah,
it's a multitude thing, and that's going to see. Here's the thing about that could, unfortunately, that situation and his whole vaccinated, not vaccinated situation, which we don't know. He's never said he was and wasn't, so we don't know what is what. They just saying that all the protocols that he went through is of someone who wasn't vaccinated. But the way that a lot of they looking at stuff now, that may potentially keep him from being picked up by anybody, to be honest, considering all of the ramifications that teams are facing if they end up having an outbreak or something like that. So I don't know, man. It's going to be tricky situations. Like, again, like I just go back to if he doesn't sign with somebody this year and end up being in a starting role or gets picked up, I think this may be the end of the road for him, man. Like, I don't see him because now Cam is like the last of a breed of athletic quarterbacks that, you know, you go back to your Michael Vick type. Who was that before? You go back to, I guess a Colin Kaepernick type. Well, those guys weren't. And what I mean by that is those guys, oh my God, the guys that weren't.
We got to put out a fact check. Are you really going to make me have to get on my horse in a second?
No.
The last. Really?
No, what I'm it's of his type, and what I mean by this, and Lamar Jackson aside,
you can't say that.
No, because I'm gonna get you because what I'm saying is because there was a lot of the athletic quarterbacks, they weren't necessarily really good out of the pocket. I'll put it that way. So now we're in this new age of the athletic quarterbacks where those guys have the ability to be outside the pocket, escape stuff like that, especially amongst black quarterbacks. And then still be able to be efficient from the pocket. So you got your Patrick Mahomes, you got your what's the new kid's name that are just coming out now that you're talking about?
Fields.
Justin Fields, and then you got your I haven't seen too much of Trey Lance yet, but from what I can, you know, what I'm getting from there, so it's like different. Like Cam ain't always been the most accurate. It's been more physical than anything else. So I mean, he's much better than your athletic players like a Tebow or something like that. But at the same time, he doesn't have the staying power that, you know, these other guys do now. So unless a team gets desperate like Philly or, yeah, unless y'all got another. I mean,
are you saying Cam right now?
Yeah, Cam right now.
His career, period.
No, Cam right now. Cam right now. Yeah, Cam right now. Yeah, Cam right now.
I was about to say, you forgetting a couple
now,
years.
No, you got Cam right now. Yeah, Cam right
now. Man, was MVP.
Yeah, he did. No, Cam right now. I mean, Cam, you know, no, he did. Cam right now, he did. Hey, but, you know, hey, you said it. Cam won the MVP. Lamar Jackson won the MVP, too. And it was a kind of like the similar style of play. They leaned on the running game and the defense, and then they made they had their number one targets, per se. I think
so
his was what Greg.
Saying that my quarterback is going to only have like a short, you know, span, and then
I'll say this, and you could be pissed at me all you want. If he does not get better from the pocket, I hope it doesn't happen because I love Lamar Jackson since he was at Louisville. But if he does not get better from the pocket, 5 years from now, that could be the same type of conversation.
That's the number we're putting on it.
Yeah.
So okay. Yeah. So Mr. Kellerman Jr. we're putting the number 5 years and then my boy's gonna hit a cliff, right?
I don't know if he's gonna hit a cliff, but you know, especially if they ain't won nothing. So, you know, that window, you know, might start to close.
He already passed RG3.
Yeah, hell yeah, he did. Yeah, he did that. He does. You know how I feel about that. know how I feel about that craziness. What else happened, though? Someone else who won. Let's go somebody who won over the weekend. Jake Paul. Did anybody watch that fight? The Jake Paul,
nope.
Tyron Woodley
fight?
Who the
hell is Jake Paul?
Jake Paul. So he's not, they're not twins. They're just brothers. Jake Paul and what's the other one? Jake and what's his brother's name? Oh shit!
It doesn't
matter
what your name is,
right? So yeah, they're the I don't know, they want to call it the YouTubers, social media, whatever they are. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, he's a fighter. Fighter.
Yeah, was he the one that knocked out Nate?
No, I think that was him. I think Jake was him. I believe, if I'm correct, I think Jake was him because you know Jake was him. But yeah. He fought, oh my God, he fought Tyron Woodley, who was the ex-UFC striker over the weekend. And Jake won by a split decision. And again, these guys, I think that makes him, 7-1 now? Of course, he's 7-1.
I thought it was like just 4-0.
I think he's 7-1.
He had four fights too.
Yeah, unless he's doing like some other stuff. No, it shows 7-1. Yeah, it's showing 7-1, so I don't know what that is. Yeah, I don't know what that. I looked. I was like, okay, so he's 7-1 now, and I'm actually pulling that from. Where did I pull it up from? Somewhere.
Showing
4-0 as a professional. No, it shows 4-0 as a professional boxer, but there's a stat for him being 7-1. But I'm trying to figure out what that stat number was from though.
Just go with what you just said first.
Yeah, I'm going 4-0. I'll find the 7-1 though. But I saw that too. I didn't know he that stat anyway. But in any case, so he's 4-0 as a professional boxer, beating Tyron Woodley. And not everybody was too happy about that. A lot of the UFC guys, like Nate Diaz and those guys, weren't too happy about Tyron Woodley losing to Jake Paul in a split decision. Yeah, I mean, you know, these guys, I know, you know, his brother just went up against, you know, Floyd a few months ago, you know, in that fight. You know, that was, you know, I don't think there was no decision or something like that. Or maybe, you know, whatever. He just went 8 rounds with Floyd. But the cool thing about this is, and I will say this, and he pointed it out, because on the surface, you're just looking at, you know, if you want to play this card, you got these, you know, these two white YouTubers / social media stars or whatever, and now they're in the boxing world, and they're getting all this, I guess, people calling it privilege. But Jake Paul, he actually took less money in there to make sure that everybody on the undercard, because they got legit fighters on the undercard, to make sure that they got much bigger paydays. And he actually did an interview talking about the actual pay from UFC to boxing that these fighters don't get in that regard. And it's really telling, man. So, you know, like, so on the surface, you're looking at, okay, these guys just got their 15 minutes. Now it seems like it's an hour of fame. But what they're doing is actually kind of helping a lot of the boxing aspect of it, or shining a light on guys that it's kind of like in the social media world now, where you have a lot of stars who, you know, they do their own marketing through Instagram and stuff like that. That's kind of what him and his brother are doing, man. And they're commanding these bigger paydays.
Cutting out the middleman.
Yeah, they are. They're following what Floyd did, really. I mean, Floyd, you know, did that, you know, of course on a lower level, but, you know, Floyd cut that out a long time ago. Now he's the highest paid boxer, I believe, in history, to say the least. So, but, you know, and they now the crazy part is Floyd was having that same message back in the day, talking about the fact that how promoters were, you know, stiffing fighters and stuff like that. And people kind of like shrugged their shoulders, and it's still happening. Now you got these two not even really professional fighters.
He's left, but he on his rant.
Right. Oh, okay. Okay. These two unprofessional fighters that are actually doing this, and they're pointing out the fact that the disparity in actually pay that they're getting, and then people are listening, which is, you know, that's kind of, all right, we know this for the longest amount of time. So, but yeah, he won that. He won another fight in place, and I guess now they're talking about him actually fighting a real boxer at this point. I guess we'll see.
Some of the stuff that I saw is that he mentioned that he's retired.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Okay.
Right. I mean, check up on it to see what's going on. I saw it on a couple different sites that he has mentioned that he's retired now.
Okay. Like, all right.
So I don't know if he had a specific number to hit, and he was like, all right, I'm good. I don't want to walk out of here crippled.
I guess. I mean, he did take a couple of shots, though. It was a couple of times Woodley had him in the ropes. I did see some highlights, and he was in the ropes.
And as I return, he's still on his rant.
Yeah, and actually, yeah, he actually did. He actually said, you know, it says Jake Paul announces boxing retirement despite teasing future fights, which is kind of weird.
Dave.
I don't know.
Go Dave, take a look.
You gotta hold it up.
Day Crush.
Oh, I seen that one.
I like it.
I haven't had it. But I seen that one.
Good stuff for you. But continue on, Sean. Don't let me interrupt.
No, you. Fine. You're fine. Continue on. No, that's fine. So I guess we'll see. We'll see what happens next with these guys. It's entertaining. I mean, the fight was on a Sunday, which is kind of weird. Usually, I'm waiting for a fight on Saturday nights. The fact that it happened on a Sunday kind of threw me off completely. Yeah, So
let me just say this from him, because this, I guess, was after the fight.
Yeah.
Quote, unquote. I've been boxing for 18 months now. I haven't been to the dentist. I haven't got my hair cut in 2 years.
Wow.
My teeth are crooked. My nose is crooked. I might need to chill out for a second. I'm only 24. I'm changing and growing a lot. I'm making mistakes. I'm going to get back into the gym when I'm ready.
I didn't fight my best tonight. I gave myself a C minus.
He forgot to say I'm rich, bitch.
He's basically mentioned that he's retired.
He forgot to say I'm rich, bitch.
I guess he's given some the fighters he's fought, man, him and his brother, they've given some people some big paydays, man, more money than they would have made, you know, in their own particular profession, UFC or boxing on that lower level. So I guess we're going to see. What else we got to happen over the weekend? This interesting story that came up over the weekend is, since we're in the sports realm, and it's been up to put it all together. So apparently Ohio-based high school football team, Bishop Sycamore, they are now facing questions about their legitimacy.
Allegedly.
Ohio. Right. Cause I saw that too. Apparently they're supposed to be out of Texas. I don't know what's happening. But they went up against IMG Academy, high school. IMG Academy is one of the best, more times than not, the best high school football team in the entire nation. And they played on a nationally broadcast game on ESPN. And this alleged team, Bishop Sycamore, got the brakes beat off them. So much so that during the telecast, the analysts was watching it, and they were commenting doing that. It was like on a level of a safety issue, because they were getting, I mean, it was free shots at the quarterback for this team. Like, IMG was laying the wood to them, and they didn't, like, they were supposed to be on the field with them. If you go look into it, this team is, so like to Eric would have said, that there's all this thing about if they're actually even a real high school. This, and from looking into it, there's an online school. they're online school.
Which is based in a Texas conference.
Right. And they have the fourth toughest schedule in the nation somehow. Now, here's another part of it. Some of the players on this team have graduated high school. And they allegedly may, some of them have may be JUCO players.
This alleged Ohio-based school, which Ohio said that is not a registered school in the state of Ohio.
Right.
But yet you have players that are based in Maryland.
Right.
Mississippi, Florida, California. Mm-hmm. So at what point are you actually a high school if your players aren't even in the same state with each other?
Right. To make it even worse, there was a former player that played for this team, and it was actually, he did a interview in Complex a little while ago, and he, at the time that he played, he said he was like 16 years old, something like that. He said there's 19, 20 year old players on the squad who had clearly had graduated. And he said at some point there, he said that they were, now, of course, Bishop Sycamore. So Bishop there. So they're not even registered. Most teams with that, like Bishop, and they're usually like a Catholic high school or something like that. So they're not even registered in the state of Ohio with the diocese and nothing like that as well. So this former player says that they were, at some point, they left their location, whatever, and they were staying at a hotel. The coach at the time was actually, they weren't paying for anything. He was just writing like bad checks to cover their expenses, like just bad checks. And then on top of that, they were like, they didn't attend school. They attended school one time, like, and it was like in October. And so they were telling him, they tells him, hey, you know, you're doing school stuff, like, you know, we start school next week. Like, never attended school. And somehow they duped ESPN and a company that they use called Paragon Marketing or something like that, who schedules these games. So shame on whoever didn't go through this, because ESPN themselves could not verify none of the stuff they were saying. Like, as far as some of them being like nationally recruited players, they couldn't even verify their roster leading up to it. And this roster is about a month old. So for all the coaches that we have a roster that we turn into, you know, to, you know, in this case for high school, we have to turn into whoever's calling the game and stuff like that. For them, they turn into ESPN. So, of course, they can do their research about the team. That's how you get your commentators and stuff like that. They couldn't verify none of this. And at the last minute, they go to the ESPN, hey, this, that, and the other, and they just let them still play. And so this game happened Sunday, I believe. They had just played Friday, the Friday before. So this happened this Sunday. They had just played Friday. So you're playing a full contact sport, football. Some of these guys are playing two-way. The roster is no bigger than 30 to 35 kids or young men or whatever you want to call it. I don't even know. And really, to be honest, I don't even see any. I was trying to find like what was the catch in all this. Like, was somebody getting paid for this? What was like the motive? And unless Eric knows something or found something that I didn't find any really, like what were you gaining out of this? Like, you know, were the kids paying like a tuition? I couldn't find any of that. So I don't even know what the only thing I can see is they're getting these players, and I can see it this way. They get to the school, say, hey, we can promise we can get you on the national stage. It's like if you high school or JUCO, the way you get exposed to where we can get you to D1 schools. That's the only kind of enticing thing I can see. But even that, they get the break.
You would still have to then generate a transcript for a set individual. Because like you said, the one guy who apparently was the quarterback was apparently from Perry, played at Perry Hall. Up here in Maryland.
Right.
And he was what, set to graduate last year or something like that?
Right.
So, like, even if he wanted to go to a D1 school, how do you get his transcripts from this, you know, from this school that's not really a school when he already has transcripts from a real school?
Right.
So, I mean, everything at that point would have just been completely, you know, completely falsified at that point.
Yeah. I don't. And to make matters worse, man, you on national TV and you're getting your teeth kicked in, and it only get worse because I don't know if they're going to allow them to play anymore. I don't know what they're doing at this point because they're scheduled to play DeMatha here in Maryland.
Already said they did not. In the article. DeMatha said they're not going to play them.
Yeah, so they were set. So I don't even and there was a couple other schools too. So I wanted they pulling out, but it's like it was bad to see, man. It was bad.
I understand the meme that I saw earlier because there's a meme out of Cam Newton in their uniform.
And I don't even. And then they were saying that like,
oh, he's in the uniform of the school we talking about.
Bishop Sycamore. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Wow. A meme with him in it.
It's getting some traction, man. Like I've seen some hoodwinking and stuff. On some football level stuff, but I've never seen Colin something Kaepernick like this. Say what now? Is it? I don't know. I don't know what to do, but it's interesting, man. I hope that these young men. I hope that they get an opportunity to to actually legitimately play or whatever the case may be. But yeah,
well, it don't seem like they're good anyway.
Apparently not. Either it's not coaching, and the young. Gentleman that they had interviewed in Complex, he was saying that they didn't even practice. Like they just showed up to the games, like it was a pickup game. Like they didn't even practice. So I don't even know. Like I'm waiting for a story to drop to say, hey, people paid X amount of money to attend a school or some type of tuition, and then somebody was making off with it. That's the only thing I could see because nothing else makes sense to me in that case. I don't know. I got nothing on that.
Speaking of people that's actually getting a chance at other things, on a good note, big ups to J.R. Smith, man. You know, he didn't got done his whole basketball career. You know, he done went into retirement. Instead of just fading away, you know, into just being an NBA champ and everything being done with, that man got himself into college and is actually on a golf team. Not only that, but the NCAA actually sat there and said that he is fully eligible to be on that team because of the fact that he never played, or he never even attended college. So he wouldn't be able to go to college and play basketball because he was a professional for basketball. But the fact that he could actually go to college and do another sport just off of the fact that he didn't go to college at all, he is eligible to play a sport in college.
So, LeBron James retires.
LeBron could go
back to college and play football?
Yes. Yes. Theoretically, yes. LeBron James could walk away. He could retire.
LeBron.
LeBron James could retire from the NBA. He could go. He could get accepted into like Ohio State, and he could play on the football team because he didn't attend college, so he's fully eligible to play a sport that he was not a professional in.
Any team but Ohio State, though. But yeah,
I'm just in the same. But I mean, he could do it. If he could absolutely go ahead and do it,
and would already be in game shape.
It would already be a game shape. Would walk out on the field probably as the best player on the field. Heisman.
Right.
Well, why not? Like,
That's a scary.
Why not?
That's a scary. What do you think? Tight end. Tight end, maybe.
Yeah, receiver? Easily. Easily.
Yeah,
and would be the best one out of it.
Yeah. Who's matching up on that?
Remember old dude that played at Florida State that was like 26 years old as the quarterback?
Right.
What was it Winky or something like that?
Yep, Chris Winky. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, LeBron could fully go into school and play a sport. Absolutely.
You know what's crazy? Since you brought that up, because you're talking about Florida State, I don't know if you guys remember when George Mason went to the Final Four years back, they had one of their players, his name, George, I can't remember his last name, but you just called him George. I think he was prior military. And I believe George was like 30-something years old. And he was attending George Mason, and that was the year that they went to the Final Four. He was out there running on the court with them young bucks, brother.
As long as he hadn't attended a college before and played in the sport, he was good.
Right. I'm surprised that a lot more people haven't. Well, not long. I mean, it's not like it's easy to do it, but I'm surprised you haven't seen that from like.
Well, but you also have to have people. I mean, you don't have many folks that go right from high school. The NBA kind of cut that out. So you don't have too many people that go from high school to a professional sport anymore. I mean, a baseball player could essentially do it, as far as basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, they really can't. The best that they can do right now is they can go to the G League and then go on. So you got those guys who are going to, like, Ignite and stuff like that.
Yeah,
those guys could go and say they only get an NBA and they're only there for like maybe like 5-6 years and they fizzle out. They would be fully eligible to go to a college and to play another sport.
Yeah, yeah, true. I mean, I saw that story on J.R. Smith. I was like, well, I'll be damned. Look at this here. So salute to that, man. Salute to that. What else we got going on, man? It happened this weekend. Happens Sunday morning. Sunday morning. If you was headed to church, on your way to breakfast, whatever you did, you had the drop of finally Kanye West finally dropped his long awaited album and titled after his late mother, Donda, D-O-N-D-A, Donda. He dropped it all 27 tracks, about an hour and almost 2 hours. It was like an hour and 40 some minutes.
I want you to rephrase what you just said.
What?
Did he drop it?
Okay. Let me run that back. Allegedly, Universal released it early, or they released it without him doing it. So I don't know.
It's messy, bro.
Yeah, it really is.
The whole thing is messy.
It's all over the place.
First, let me just hear your reaction from the album.
I've listened to the album. Probably about the whole thing, about four times already. I listened to it the first day. When I woke up and I listened to it, I'm playing it. I'm like, okay. And on a level of, it's a combination of albums to me. It's like it has the 808s. And Heartbreaks, which is one of my favorite albums, is Phil, and the Life of Pablo Phil, the instrumentation. At the same time, it's like a combination of all his different personalities. And I felt like as you're listening to it, all of his personalities were vying for attention because you can hear the 808 Kanye try to come out. You can feel the old school college dropout. Kanye try to come out, then you hear the Life of Pablo type, then you hear the religious side. It's everything. And it's a good album, but I think it's not a hip hop album. I'll tell you that much. It's not a hip hop album. It's all, if you ever listen to world music, it has that type of thing. It's not yeah, it's in a whole different genre, man. I feel like even with all the features on it, it's a whole different vibe to it, man. But it's too long. It's way too long. I'll say it's too long because there's some stuff on there that could have been cut. But go ahead.
The album is almost 2 hours long. Mm-hmm. And just to me, I may get a lot of feedback on what I'm about to say.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a very forced album. I didn't like it that much.
Okay.
There's tracks that I like. But there's certain artists that when they drop something, I'm expecting classic material.
Right.
And for the hype of this album and to name it after your mother and to do all this hype around all your listening parties and all that type of stuff, I feel like, you know, you're running the football field and you fumbled the ball at the 30-yard line or something. Like, it just didn't finish it for me.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to the album, he has a couple songs on there that have part twos to them with different artists on it.
Right.
Those are, like, the best tracks to me.
Yeah.
Me, personally, I was like, man, well, shoot. At least they threw part two on here because I was like, man. Like, that one that ends it with the locks and everybody on it. Oh, man, that is.
Yeah.
That one is sick.
Yeah.
That beat for Jail, the one with Jay-Z on it, and then
he got the baby on the second one. Yeah.
I love that song, but I'm just sitting back and I was like, it just seemed, everything seemed so confused and rushed to me.
And
that's why I said, go ahead.
Apparently that song with the baby on it was part of, they said apparently that initially that was blocked from being released on top of them
they didn't clear it.
Yeah, not clearing it. And then them Universal allegedly releasing the album. Yep. Themselves, so
without it being
right.
So I mean, there was just so many things, and then he's getting ripped by all these artists right now because there's people that recorded verses and they're not on the album,
right. Pusha T had a verse on apparently on one of the joints, I forget the title of the but he had a verse on there that never made it.
Chris Brown got one,
yeah,
he's not on there. Young Thug got one, it was a Young Thug, I think. No, not Young Thug. What was the old boy that went up against Bow Wow?
Oh, you talking about Soulja Boy?
I think Soulja Boy had one.
I don't know.
That he's not on there. Because I think he's the one specifically that's ripping on Kanye right now.
Yeah.
All over social media. So, I mean, it's, I don't know, man. I've listened to it twice all the way through. It just, I tried to give it a chance. Even my wife was sitting up there like,
I saw a lot of people saying stuff like, you know, of course, you can't get wrapped up in the social media stuff. That's the last thing I would do. Go there and try to get your reviews from there. Like, there's definitely parts where you listen to the album and I got to skip the song. Like, some people would think, hey, you can't, there's stuff that I have to skip. Because I'm like, it don't fit. Remember when we talked about several episodes ago when an artist goes into the studio and they just record a lot of songs. They just record.
That's exactly what it's,
And it's just there. Because if you take some, because he could have made off of certain songs on there, I mean, maybe half of them, he could have had a classic album.
I mean, production-wise, itself. You know it's going to be straight. So that was nothing that I'm downing on it. It just seemed like it wasn't together to me. And but now from the story, the background of it, you were just like, man, it doesn't do it.
That's been Kanye the last few years, not together. Like it's a lot. Like I said, that's why I said it felt like it was all his personalities in there, because some songs you could feel like that old Kanye wanted to creep out. And you seen in there where it was like he was like either self-editing himself on it, like, you know, because I think this was the first quote-unquote secular album that he did since he did the Jesus
Story. Some of the religious stuff being pushed. Yeah.
So you can see part of that was like, oh, yeah, I was listening. I said, like, uh-oh, here it come. Oh, no, it didn't.
Yep.
And that's for me kind of what made the religious part of it not feel genuine. And I can listen to what's the other Chicago artist? I want to say a protege of Kanye, but what is his name? He did Chance the Rapper.
Oh, Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, I can listen to Chance the Rapper and stuff. And he's a, however you want to say it, devout Christian guy, whatever that is. Yeah. But at the same time, you can listen to his stuff and you can say, well, how can you be? He's just flowing. And the words just come. You know, it is what it is. And for anybody who, you know, I've heard people say on two sides, hey, I like it. Some people, I don't like it because he's cursing. He uses certain words. And I'm like, apparently you've never been to a church meeting in your life because I've heard deacons and everybody. So don't even get me on that whole thing. But that seemed more genuine than what I was kind of hearing out of this album. And I thought overall it was a lot of good songs on it. But like I said, it was too long. It was way, way too long. It's definitely not a hip hop album. It's one that was made for the arena. So, you know, his whole listening parties and stuff that he or listening events, it's made for that. But a lot of it was just, I feel like he was just like riffing on some of the stuff because I think it was one song on there. I don't even know if it was a verse. I think the verse was like mad short, but it was more instrumentation than anything. And I'm a producer. I love instrumentation, but I feel like
even the Pop Smoke joint.
Yeah, I was like
that threw me off. Pop Smoke, and I love Pop Smoke's music in his album.
Yeah, I love the track Moon.
Like he did the verse, and then boom, that joint was over, and I was like, okay,
yeah.
And it just seemed to me, I'm thinking in my mind, I'm like, damn, did you get permission to like just have a Pop Smoke verse with nothing else, as if it was his song? You took it, like it was so weird to me.
it was. Yeah, there's a couple. The one with West Side Gun and Conway the Machine was dope. I love that song.
I agree.
Except that one there. I love Moon with Kid Cudi on it. It's a couple, but like I said, it was.
Let me put it simply. And we said it like a week or two ago because this was being held up and then an album dropped. Right. Nas's album kills this album.
Absolutely. It does.
Kills
it does.
This album. So and just now, all my thoughts on it.
Now you have Drake about to drop Certified Lover Boy this week sometime. They were trying to recreate. It felt like they remember the beef that Kanye and 50 had years ago when they was creating that. It's still not that same type of hype, but they were trying to recreate that a bit. So he's dropping that this week.
Same day and all that.
Yeah. And then he's supposed to drop that on the 3rd. And then Kendrick is going to be releasing his at some point. So I guess we're going to see. How it looks. Yeah. I don't know if this is panned up. And I'll say this. The cover art for Donda, I was very let down for it. Like there was nothing. I thought it would have been it was just
I was about to say what cover art?
Yeah, right. I was confused cuz you know black. Maybe a year or so ago they had like this really like I don't know what you want to call this, but this dope art joint. It was like this colorful type piece or something. And they just gave you just like a black square.
Do you really have to have cover art when everybody's streaming it?
Yeah, true. Yeah, it's not the same like it used to be.
You know what I mean? It's not like still cool though. Back in the day having a CD and having it stacked up in your car and all that type of stuff. Like you streaming it.
Yeah. So. it's weird, man. Like, and you said the whole release around it is weird. I don't get it, to say the least. I guess, you know. I guess social media run with it. It did get the most streamed album in history.
Oh, marketing-wise, he did his thing.
Yeah, I mean, he filled up arenas. He filled up arenas. He, you know, the thing in Chicago with bringing out Marilyn Manson and DaBaby and they, you know, a Guys on Fire and you know, they recreated the wedding that him and Kim Kardashian made, which was that looked kind of creepy to me as I looked at it. Like, that reminded me of
something. He set himself on fire.
Yeah, that was kind of. It was a lot happening. I mean, it was a lot
problems,
happening.
Bro.
It was a lot problems. Happening. I've never, you know, I've gotten like splashed by bacon grease and that didn't feel good. So I don't want to get set myself on fire by any means, by any means, man. But I mean, we'll see. I'll listen to it again. Just, you know, but it still probably be the same, but you know, I don't think it's album of the year. It might be proclaiming it as that. I don't think so. Not at all. I saw something that said, this is not album of the year. This is album of the life. I believe that's quoting Kanye West himself. Again, you guys, this is the Hot Seat Podcast with your boys, Sean, Eric, and Dave. That's literally what Kanye said. He said, this is the album of the life. That's what he says. I was like, I was confused, but I don't know. I don't know. What I do know is we have approximately, I know we went from Donda, and one thing I forgot to point out. Actually, we can do that. We can do it once we do our, I guess, our predictions for our teams for this year. What else we had going on right now? So we finally got to play Madden head-to-head franchise mode. Last episode, you know, Dave and I was, you know, telling you guys about the release of Madden and the whole desync era. And they apparently, you know, they released the update, whatever they did. And we actually got to play each other. So we're now into the playoffs, our first season of Madden 2021.
They have, I guess, fixed the bug.
Yeah, I guess.
We got to play.
So. We did. We got to play. We both made the playoffs. We did.
Three teams from the NFC East made the playoffs.
Yeah, unfortunately. One of them being the Dallas Cowboys.
Once again, this is a video game to all our listeners. This is a video game.
Which is how we started the podcast. So yes, back to
your real
time stuff.
Your gamers with headsets, you know. So, you know, we actually started.
We're not going to see the NFC East with three teams in the playoffs.
Fair enough.
Well, you know.
But we did play. We ended the season with the Giants and the Washington football team, Dave and I. Vying for the division crown and number one seed in the NFC, and I did come out victorious, which was pretty good. And there
we Daniel go. Jones threw six interceptions in one.
He
game.
Threw six damn interceptions. You know, shout out to Daniel Jones, man. he was going up, you know, going up against the Madden 2022. Number one defense in the league, Washington football team. So it was fun. And Eric is just shaking his head right now. But it was good to be playing again. It's more interesting, I will say. Something I was trying to figure out. The game was I don't know if it was an AI thing, but they saw the game was kind of getting, I won't say out of hand, but we were up only about 10 points and they pulled my starting running back. I thought he pulled him for injury and they just pulled him from the game. So I don't know why. They did the same thing for you two, right? They pulled Saquon out, I think.
I didn't have Saquon or pulled Galladay and everybody.
Yeah, they pulled the starters out. I was like, yo, that's all right. That's
sound like they needed to pull Jones.
They kept him in. Well. They kept him in the entire time. But the experience of the game is pretty dope. The game, that one pass was going to make a break if I was going to play it, you know, anymore. And so far, everything else I like everything else. The scenarios is good. The scouting and all that stuff is great. The training tree or something like that. I forgot what they call it. Is pretty dope. So you be able to allocate what type of coach you want on there. So it's pretty good. I haven't played any other mode on it so far yet, but that's neither here nor there. But in real life, we do got the real NFL starting on September 9th. September 9th, we got that starting off with, unfortunately, with Tampa Bay and Dallas leading off that Thursday night. I don't know why. I hope Tampa Bay.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, me too. I hope they beat the brakes.
Is it only unfortunately because of the fact that it's Dallas?
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Nah, I'm fine with it. I love to see that team start 0-1.
Yeah. Please beat the brakes off them. You know, so that'd be next Thursday, and it'll be, you know, we'll be back at it again. Are you ready for some football, man? So that being the case, man, what we think? Did we come ready? You know, what are we? What is our team gonna do? I know what Eric gonna say. Super Bowl. Yeah. Yes. Okay. But let's go. What do we have our records looking like? We can go through. We don't have to go through each schedule, but we can go through, I guess, you know, some specific games, and then kind of like just make our, you know, what our thing was gonna be. Maybe a friendly wager if you want. I don't know. Maybe. What are we gonna start with? We can start with Washington if you want. I don't care. All right. We start with them. So, of course, Washington starts their season off against the San Diego Chargers this year. And I expect them, to be honest, to lose that game. Starting off the season 0-1. Simple fact is I got a lot of questions about that offensive line. And last time I looked, San Diego Chargers had some horses on that other side on defense. And I think that's going, that may cause for some turnovers coming from the quarterback position, that being Fitzmagic, or Fitzpatrick in this case. And I think that that is going to start off 0-1 itself. After that, of course, we're playing the Giants on Thursday night. We got some other marking, you know, we got some other, you know, we got a first place scheduled this year, us being there. So they got everywhere from New Orleans, Buffalo, Green Bay again. And then we end the season with like six games against all division games, which is actually five games. I think we're probably looking at 9-8, to be honest. If we get 10, that'd be great, but 9-8 for Washington, I think, this year.
Okay.
Eric doing the rubbing his chin thing, like, I don't know.
But as far as y'all, as far as us.
Well, we can. I mean, we can comment on every team, but I mean, you know, unless you think something less, you know, I know how big a fan you are not of any other team but Buffalo. I mean, Baltimore.
That was a Buffalo.
Oh, yes, yes.
Right. I mean, don't get to it. I was a Buffalo fan in my younger days because we didn't have a team in Baltimore. And Buffalo was my team didn't have a team.
True. Yeah. With Thurman Thomas in the man.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I know the pain of having a team that can get championships and not pull it through, you know, not just from the basketball side, you know, but from the football side too. But then I know the joys of winning a championship as well. So,
he's going to throw that out there, huh? I appreciate you. All right, so what you got? What you got in Baltimore? What we got in Baltimore this year?
I think a 13-4.
Man, that guy has aspirations. Aspirations. So you guys are starting off against, well, I think you guys are, well, you got the first day, you got that first game, which is, I believe, the Monday night game. You guys got the Vegas. And that's actually, I would love to have been at that game just to be inside that stadium in Vegas.
That's my plan.
Yeah, I would love to be at that game. But you guys got Vegas.
No, seriously, that's my plan.
Okay, I believe. I mean, if you're gonna need that. You're gonna need that 1-0 because the following week, y'all got them Chiefs. That second week. So we're gonna see how that goes. I don't think the J.K. Dobbins injury is gonna be that big because I believe they're gonna try to make it a point to really show what that passing game can do, hopefully.
I think it's going to be pretty big, but I don't. Dobbins is pretty goddamn good.
No, you know, he really is. He really is. I mean,
Gus Edwards is no slouch. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. No, he was going to have a pretty big year. I know so because I was going to look at him on fantasy. But outside fantasy talk. I mean, the Ravens always bring it. So,
yeah.
You know, what'd you 13 say? 13-4?
13-4.
I'd have to take a deeper look at their schedule. But yeah, I could easily see double digit wins. 13-4.
Yeah, I think that one. I don't know 13-4, though. Whatever it is. Looking at this schedule for them this year, that actually may be kind of realistic, to be honest. Because y'all really outside.
Like I said, they're on a different. Yeah. I said it last year. They're on a different level where I don't even pay attention to regular season for them.
Right.
Their whole thing is stay healthy, get to the playoffs and make that run. You know, some teams you just got to look at it in that way. It's no fault on them. Actually, it's a praise to them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. It's kind of like how the Colts were all those years. Like, I don't pay attention to that regular season. Right. Like, bro, you got to show it in the playoffs. You know, get there, get healthy. You know, don't that's one of those teams that I sit back and be like, more than winning a division, just make sure your players are healthy. Hell, you got to sit them two games at the end of the season. Go ahead, because you can make that run.
Yeah.
So,
I guess the biggest thing for them, they have all of y'all, like y'all, the tough teams, y'all got them at home. So y'all got the Chiefs at home. Y'all have. Who did I see? Y'all have the Chiefs at home. Y'all got the Chargers at home.
We got the Packers.
Yeah, the Packers at home. But the Packers, it depends on which Packer team show up. It depends. Because just from looking in past, even when Washington played the Packers. You know, they've beat the Packers before, and it's just, it depends on what team shows up. If the defense don't show up, the Packers will beat.
Because you setting yourself up for multiple texts from a certain individual.
I know. But, you know, let me see. It depends on if the defense show up, you got a problem. If the defense does not show up in Green Bay, they can be had. It is what it is.
All right. Just expect those harassing text messages from said listener.
You know, I know. What you got in New York? What you got in New York or New Jersey or East Rutherford?
I actually disagree with what you said for Washington, because I actually have Washington winning the division, and I have him having double-digit wins.
I didn't say we would win the division. I just said we would win
but you said nine and eight. So
I think we're going to lose a lot of games.
I think you're probably going to need double-digit wins to win the division this year. So I'm going to put Washington at about 11 wins.
Wow.
Because I actually have Giants at 9. I have them at the record that you just said, at about 9-8. Now, whether that inches us into the playoffs or not, I'm not sure. I predict that somebody on Dallas is going to get hurt, a major star. So, and of course, I see the Eagles in last. Yeah. So, yeah, I can see a wild card either coming from the Giants or hopefully not the Dallas Cowboys. But I actually see Washington winning the NFC East, if I'm being truthful on my side.
You don't believe in Mighty Joe Flacco and the Eagles?
No.
So, yeah, I think the Giants would be 9-8.
Now,
after what the Eagles did at the end of the year,
right,
to cost us from making the playoffs and taking Jalen Hurst out, they're almost on my shit list like the Cowboys are.
Right.
And then doing the trade with the Dallas Cowboys during the draft so we couldn't get the player that we wanted. So, yeah. Fuck the Eagles.
I have either the Giants or Washington winning the division.
We're not gonna win the division.
But it'd be right there. I think 9 wins because
I agree with you, Dave, on that part.
We're not gonna win the division. And only because
I mean, I wish Earl was on here to hear this, but I agree with you.
Only because I'm not confident in the quarterback situation.
And we are.
I get it.
I know that Eric said that it was a game, but 6 interceptions.
It was a lot.
And I'm not a sorry batting player.
I get it.
But you know, hey, look, on the real though, Fitzpatrick is more, he's more likely to throw 6 interceptions in the game.
True.
Than Daniel Jones is.
Gee, that's very true.
Daniel Jones always turns it over during the game during the most crucial time.
True. It's always just one turns over. It's one of those things where you know why? You know, there's a certain energy when you watch certain teams. You watch Baltimore, there's a certain energy with them. You watch the Chiefs, there's an energy with them. You watch Buffalo, a certain energy with them, Tampa Bay. When I watch Washington and the Giants, I feel like we're still stuck in our 90s and, you know, our 90s era where, you know, we're still trying to, you know, slug it out with them like that. And you need that energy. You need that because those games get drawn out. And then if you have to depend on the quarterbacks, it's rough.
We had that play a couple years back when we had Odell. And we pitched it to him, and then he threw for the touchdown.
Right.
If you would have saw my face, I was like, we ran a trick play? Are you fucking serious?
Right.
Like, we don't do that.
Right.
We don't do that.
Yeah, there's no excitement.
Gridiron, run it down their throat.
Yeah, and it doesn't work, man.
I'm not even expressing these as thoughts about either one of those teams. just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Your team is straight. I mean, now, let me just say it like this, though. True Giants fan. But I'm here to give a real perspective about it, not to be biased in any sense.
Right.
Do I love where the Giants are going? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I love Joe Judge.
Yeah.
He surprised the hell out of me. He changed that whole culture around.
Right.
For people free agent-wise talking about, oh, yeah, let me go on over to the Giants. I haven't seen that in a long time. So just for that reason alone, do we have to address the offensive line? Hell yeah. We're trying to do it right now through these last couple of trades, right before the season. But, you know, do they still have a ways to go? Yeah. We got to figure out Daniel Jones is the guy. We got to figure out if Evan Engram can stay healthy and actually, you know, for all the catches he did make last year and somehow make the Pro Bowl, actually catch the ones that hit him right in his hand. Right. You know, we got to see if Slayton is a fluke or if he's really going to shine. Because when the light was on him last year, he wasn't that guy.
Right.
You know, so these are all different questions. Defensively, I'm fine. I'm fine. I have no questions.
You know, you sound like me back during the Elvis Gerbach and Kyle Bowler days.
Jesus, Elvis Gerbach. Oh my God! Look,
those were dark days for Ravens fans. Yeah. Elvis and Kyle Bowler. Look, man, when they sit there and say that you can get a quarterback and they can set your franchise back a decade, those were some dark days. Bro, plus, like,
I've been in these same dark days. The way you're
talking,
days.
You talking like Daniel Jones is.
He has to show him this year.
Them dark days.
He got to show him this year, man. Period.
Like, I've been in those dark days for quite a long time, my friend. And
you've been in them dark days since 1992.
Ain't lying. And the worst part, and then the crazy part is, outside of like a couple of years where we ended like well below 500, most of the time they're ending in the middle of the pack, which for some reason the organization don't know how to draft players from that position. Like, there's a lot of teams that say, you know, okay, we ended up 7-9, 8-8, you know, before we went to 17 game season, and they were still able to find and identify the right players to pick. We can't seem to do that. Like, we got to go like 4-11 and we get the obvious picks and stuff like that. You know, that's one of those things where if we had, let's say we had the same pick as New England had last year, or this year. Okay. And let's say we were, you know, we had that same record, and let's say it happened to be, I'll just move him into this draft. Let's say if Chase Young was available this year, would we have known to draft?
Didn't New England actually have a better record than y'all?
What I'm saying is they knew to draft Mac Jones. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe the Washington organization would have been able to identify that, because we've drafted players like Malcolm Kelly and Devin Thomas. You know, these are wide receivers who were drafted ahead of DeSean Jackson.
Are you really going to talk about drafting?
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. So it's like, if we can't get, you know, if we don't have
get Daniel Jones.
Right. True. But again, Daniel Jones has the potential to be a very good.
We had another pick in the first round where we could have got him.
True. Okay. Right.
We
had four quarterbacks last year. Oh, four people just in the plan at quarterback or something, and we were horrible. And this year we couldn't do no better. And we can't even entice people to come to Washington. That's the bad part. That's the part. Mm. We can't even get them to come to that.
I think that'll start changing though.
It should, hopefully. It should, hopefully. If it doesn't, then you know, we just gonna
Chase Young is he's a game changer.
I like that. I like that guy. I like that aspect. So we'll see how this goes. We'll see, you know, hopefully midseason we'll be talking about teams that are.
Oh, but before we get off the NFL, out there.
Go ahead.
So you know, Sean and I are going to the game, the second game of the season, Giants against the Washington football.
Jesus
team.
Christ.
And you know, I just happened to ask him because somebody was able to get his tickets to the game for Father's Day.
Beautiful
days, girl. So shout out to Natasha. So I was grateful, but I had to ask him at the last second. I said, "You know what? Did we get the parking pass?" He's like, "I don't know if we did. We jumped on there a couple days ago to get the parking pass for this game." Eric, try to guess how much we just paid for that parking pass.
For just a parking pass?
Just parking pass. Thursday night game.
All right, give me the price of one ticket.
I don't
even know. What you mean? The one that what we got or in general?
Yeah.
Like, you can get a ticket for us. You can get a ticket for as cheap as 40 some bucks for this game.
I'm saying the ticket. The ticket. But the ticket we got was
$145.
Okay.
No, he's asked for a ticket price. I was like, yeah, you get this. That's why, but that price I gave you is going to be important. You can get, last time I looked, you can get a ticket for this.
No, but
game.
I want you to use our ticket because it's going to be important too. Right, so tell them how much our ticket's worth.
Our tickets are $145 a piece. Right. Yeah.
So what's your guess?
I dislike him so much.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So,
hold on. Give me myself together. Ooh, wow. All right. I'm good. $40 for it. For watching ticket. Okay. Wow. Now I got to think. Is it worth more to be the park or to go to the game? All right, I'm going to say that the ticket price in Washington, I guess because of where they got a park at, I'm going to put it somewhere around about $85.
Yeah. So, right. Our tickets cost $145. The parking pass was $142.
Somebody tell me what's going on.
And that's across all platforms. Right. Ticketmaster, StubHub. There was nothing cheaper than about $100, $105. And then you're paying $30-something dollars for the service charges to get the ticket. Right. Yep.
I don't understand. That befuddles me. I don't understand that. Maybe I don't understand.
Yep.
How is your parking more than the price of the admission that a person can actually see the game for?
Tell me about it. And,
if I can give me a $40 ticket.
Dude, our seats are right at about the 50-yard line.
Yeah.
All the way down at the field level, basically.
Right.
And that was $145.
Yeah.
The parking pass was
$142. Like, first of all, they won't even sell me a ticket to stand up and down there to watch the Ravens for $40.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Like, you can go actually now and get a ticket on StubHub for that game. And it start. You can get a ticket. It's, of course, it's up in the rafters, but it is what it is. $42 up a level 443.
Stop. Just stop.
It's crazy.
Just stop.
So basically, just you're stop. Saying we should just walk there from a nearby place.
Right. Right. And tailgate with somebody else. Shit.
Splurge down
get
that.
Get somebody just to drop you off at the front gate.
Right.
Okay. Right. Sir, I'm being dead serious. Like, just get somebody to drop you off.
We're paying the tailgate. That's what we're doing. We tailgating the moment that gate opened.
Oh no, the hell with that.
Shit.
The hell with that.
Yeah. Look. I got grills. We got grills and everything. This is happening.
$40. Yeah. You know what? You can tell me I could pay $40 to go there. But yeah, you gonna sit there and tell me I gotta pay?
It's something about. I don't know if they're trying to make money back in a certain type of way or whatever it is.
Right.
We've never paid. More I think like over 70 bucks. Or 80
yeah,
for a right. parking pass. And we've been going every single year besides, last year?
Last year and a year, one other year. That's it.
So, I mean, I've never seen nothing like it. But, I mean, we already had tickets.
Right.
So it wasn't like I was able to sit back and say, we ain't going.
Right.
And I know I'm going
to and we had good-ass tickets, too. So they ain't no slouch tickets, to say the least. So, you know.
Daniel Jones better show his ass, goddamn it,
142. Yeah, and please don't show your ass. But in the words of Earl, be like, pause, don't show your ass.
Yep.
But
that is a Earl pause
moment. Yeah, that's it was it's gonna be interesting. You know, I said we gonna get all $142 worth of tailgating out of that parking. It's going to be every bit of it. Said, y'all are having a great time, bro. You know how much I paid for this parking pass? Y'all know the game by the start? Damn that game. We trying to get
we'll be
every,
there in second quarter.
Right. We'll be there second quarter. We getting $142 worth of tailgating and drinking out there. That's going to be music. That's going to be food.
Does that guy have Michigan cornhole boards at a New York Giants Washington football game? Absolutely. Damn right I do.
Yeah, and $142
tells me that I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Right. Sir, the game's over. The game is over, sir. I paid $142 for this parking pass. I'm going to be here till next Sunday. Damn that.
Bro, just get somebody to drop you off and then just walk into the parking lot and participate in the tailgate, okay?
Walk up to somebody's car.
Walk up to somebody's car. What's up, bro?
Yeah, how you doing? I bring, now, as soon I bring as my own chairs.
Yo, here you go, man. I got my shot.
y'all laughing. When you see these pictures that I'm going to take when I get out to Vegas. See if I don't walk in that parking lot and find me some Ravens fans and just start parlaying with.
Oh, man. I mean, that's a whole different. That's a whole nother level of stuff. Yeah, that's.
I got people out there. You want to link with them? They may be at the game.
That's fantastic.
Send me the contact.
You know what I mean? I'll see what's up. See if they're going to be out there.
So what we did, guess? Wait a minute. What?
My boy's out there?
Your boy.
Yeah. The one that refused to talk to me ever since I beat him in Madden like 10 years ago.
Oh, Kai's still out there.
Oh, wow.
Is he really?
Yeah, wow. Kai's still out there.
Wow. Oh, Malachi's still out there. Mm-hmm. He got his number.
I don't know if he changed it. I got to check.
Okay.
Yo, see if you can get in touch with him.
I like it.
See if you can get. I mean, seriously. I mean, he's a Ravens fan, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So see if you can get in touch with him. Because I really would like to hook up with him. You know, out there, you know what I'm saying? I think it's been long enough that, I mean, damn, the dude can't, you know what I'm saying? I'll buy him a beer or some shit. You know what I'm saying? If he ain't know the fact that game. I beat him, I know, right? I beat him in the Super Bowl, you know, in the Madden game. And I haven't allowed him to have the Ravens. That's not the bullshit.
Wow.
You know, he mad that I beat him. Come on,
you
man.
Buffalo?
I don't even remember what team I had, to be honest with you.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. I mean, it should be a good season. It's going to be interesting. Be prepared. You know, there's going to be some Sundays where, you know, we already seen, and we've been talking about this, not even football related, like, you know, school and other stuff. It's going to be some COVID stuff related. So be prepared for some teams to have their games rescheduled, hopefully, because of course the NFL already put their proposal out. If they can't reschedule the game, then they're going to forfeit. I'm curious to see if that's going to actually happen. Like, when you really got to do it, is they going
to
really.
I'm curious to see what teams they're going to reschedule.
Right. If it's a game for Detroit, we like, yo, y'all just gonna miss this game. Check. I know.
Like,
yeah,
yeah,
you
get
know,
him.
Yeah, I know.
You gonna get text messages from another.
I know. It is what it is. You got Detroit. Who you got? Some of your other bottom dwellers. Potentially Jacksonville. Damn.
The same listener going to send you text messages because both of them his teams.
Yep. Indianapolis, the Falcons.
What?
I don't think Indianapolis is going to do that well, man. I feel like that whole quarterback thing with them, I think that's going to hold them back, and they may not do that well. I know their defense is legit.
I don't know about bottom dweller.
And they're – well, I mean, the team, I don't think they're going to be –
I don't know about bottom dweller. Who's in their division?
They got Tennessee.
I mean,
they got Tennessee, yeah. Jackson. Well, they might be vying with Jacksonville for that.
And they got the Texans. And you call them Indianapolis bottom dwellers?
I mean,
really? That's what we going at?
Well, you only got
Tyrod Taylor is the starting quarterback of the Texans.
Tyrod Taylor gonna last for four games.
Tyrod Taylor gonna last until they give him a flu shot.
Oh shit, that's they actually gave him a yeah, that's messed up. They were doing something else and they kind of punctured his lung. That's kind of messed up. That's kind of messed up. But in the case, yeah, we're like today's point. We're gonna see who they're gonna reschedule them game for, or who will cancel. It better not be a Chiefs game, or you know, one of those high profile Baltimore game, or you know, one of those guys, a Dallas game. Even now, we're gonna reschedule that. We ain't gonna have nobody forfeit. I mean, you know, Jerry will lose his mind if that's the case. So, but we'll see. And everybody still, you know, we won't even. I won't dig in on Dallas, but we all know how I feel about them. In any case, are we ready for some not so breaking news? We got some. This is kind of interesting.
Not so breaking news.
So Hershey, as in, you know, the chocolate company, Hershey is being sued by a California cookie maker in Hershey's Kisses dispute. So a California cookie maker, and this is according to Reuters.com, and it'll be posted in there. So a California cookie maker on Tuesday sued Hershey Company for the right to keep using a stylized chocolate chip teardrop on its packaging after Hershey complained it looked too much like its famous Hershey Kisses. Now, mind you, Hershey created the actual the chocolate chip itself. So, you know, they actually created that itself. So this cookie company, which is actually called the Cookie Department Inc., said Hershey's threatened trademark lawsuit accusing it of borrowing Kisses conical configuration without permission was in retaliation for its own lawsuit accusing Hershey of infringing its Tough Cookie mark. So The last time I looked, and you know, we've been, you know, eating Hershey's Kisses and all that since forever and a time there. I'm trying to figure out how this company thought that the Hershey company won't go come at them for using something that they trademarked going back to the early 1940s, I believe, if not before then. And, you know, now they're fighting over their trademark usage because it was on their packaging. I'm confused. Like, it's, you know, you when you see a Hershey Kiss, when you see one of those little candies, that's the first thing you think about. So, but their dispute as well. That's, you know, that's the, you know, it looks like that for everybody. So I don't know where this is going to go from there. I guess my question is, the cookies good though? That's the question. Are the cookies good at all? Like, I don't give a damn what's on your packaging. Like, is the cookie good?
I don't have much for this one, but
I'm probably not going to try it.
I mean, you know, it's, you know, in this day and age, we got a lot of organic stuff, which is not bad, but you got a lot of stuff that people put in stuff now to try to, you know, take the taste out of stuff and, you know, to make it healthier. Is the cookie even worth eating? And this conversation is going completely not where I wanted to go.
Probably not.
Probably not. As I said that, I completely caught myself at that point.
Yep. Talking about cookies and chocolate and
it's a good anniversary gift, I guess. I don't know. I guess. Speaking of
Chips Ahoy, everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of, I asked a question the other day. This is neither here nor there. We're talking about like what people put in stuff. Remember back in the day when KFC mashed potatoes and gravy was like actually good. Mm-hmm. Remember when they actually seasoned the actual gravy, so you was like, "Damn, that is actually good now." Has anybody had that as a late?
Chicken?
That too. Like, when did this stop? I mean, I know we're in the day and age where, you know, people got peanut allergies. They're using different oils and people got high cholesterol and stuff like that, whatever. And now all of a sudden you get the chicken and be like, this ain't got no flavor on it. Like, it ain't at all. Like, that used to be the thing, you know, and all of a sudden it's kind of bland and tasteless.
You know, just another random thought. What the hell happened to Bugle Boy jeans?
Who was the person in that commercial?
When they pulled up to him, like, excuse me, are those Bugle Boy jeans you wearing?
Oh my God. But you can't do that now, though. Like, now, because you can't do that now. Your ass will get Me Too to cancel or something like that. I don't know what it is, man. Like, you can't do that now, those Bugle Boys. Yeah.
How dare you ask somebody what type of jeans they wear?
Right. That's assault or something. Like, you know, I don't, you know, you're being accused or something. I'm just asking about your jeans. I don't know. Has anybody ever been asked that question, though? I've never had somebody ask me, are those Bugle Boy jeans you wear? No, I don't.
I had several pair of Bugle Boy jeans.
Are those Bugle Boy jeans you wearing? What? I don't. Stay out of my personal business, sir. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Bugle Boys, was that the cross colors?
Oh, my God.
The jumpers.
That's what else we got. Anyway, what else we got coming this week? And one thing, I guess our last thing for this week. We're back at it again. We got Marvel starting. This is, you know, we started kind of started the Marvel trip back again with Black Widow. But now we're back to our regularly scheduled MCU program, that being, I don't know, is it Shang-Chi or Shang-Chi? Because I've heard it pronounced two different ways. I don't really care. It's coming out Friday.
What you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. It's coming out Friday. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, man. Dropping this Friday.
Ticket.
Yes, it's going to be dope. The reviews are in, and it says it's pretty good. And I'm kind of mad that some people actually got to see it like a week or so ago. I don't know if you guys knew about that. It happened. So there was something that took place on, I think maybe Disney Plus, I think. And some viewers were able to watch it.
On Disney Plus?
Yeah. I don't know how it, so and I meant to have that article in front of me. But
it's not even going to be on there for the premiere.
No, it was like some type of, and I don't know if it was like a, like this, exclusive type streaming type thing they would do. So I don't know if Disney Plus hosted it or if it was like something outside of that, but some people were actually able to watch it about a week, a couple of weeks ago.
And I remember seeing something about it, but I completely missed the date it was. And then I seen it come up when I was reading about it. And I was like, and it was, they said something along the lines of, you know, for those lucky folks who were able to already see it. And I was like, wait, what happened? I don't know if Dave, if you're in the search mode right now, you can actually,
I'm looking
it up though, but it was able, and you can correct me if it's on Disney Plus or it's on something. But I thought that's what I saw, but some people actually were able to see it. Me personally, I want to see the films in the theaters because even after watching Black Widow and even Suicide Squad, I need that theater experience. Like I need that, you know, I need that. So, you know, I miss that being there. Yeah. But yeah, that's dropping this Saturday and it's going to
Friday.
Kick off this Friday. Sorry. And it's going to kick off. Are they doing any midnight shows, Eric? No.
I don't know if I got my ticket for the 6:40 show on Friday.
Okay. I know Kevin Feige, he was saying that, you know, with characters like Shang-Chi, that they're starting to open up, you know, those not so well known characters in the Marvel universe. So this is going to bring out a lot of other characters, hopefully. But I don't know. What happened? I don't know, because you know they had that. We saw that one trailer for that that movie, what, Morbius, and I ain't heard nothing about it since, like nothing at all. And he's actually part of the Spider-Man I don't want to say universe, but his whole rogue gallery. If I'm correct, right, Eric? I want to say Morbius.
Well,
I
thought Spider-Man is still part of Marvel.
No, I said, but he has his own. They that his particular rogue gallery. I thought he was.
It's just that those movies are being ran by Sony.
Right. So that's that. So we'll see. We know what they actually brings out. I know they've started filming. What they have their writer and their director for Blade, and they've actually also started filming Black Panther: Wakanda Forever as well.
I think I had seen that they also just signed off on Daredevil series coming to Disney Plus with new episodes.
I would
believe because he's pretty much going to be in Spider-Man, about 90% sure.
Yeah, so. That's going to be.
They need to get Punisher up on Disney Plus.
Yes, that's.
Well, they're trying to create their own like rated R division between like a Daredevil, Punisher, Deadpool, all them. So they said, somebody said a joke. They said, you almost there. You had a. Old boy in the Captain America joint with the blood on the shield when he sliced off old boy's head or whatever. And well, I guess gonna go down as U.S. soldier, U.S. agent, whatever his name. That pretty much went past the Disney mark right there. Surprised the hell out of me.
True. I like it.
They said if you go back through all the Marvel stuff, you hardly see blood.
Yeah, that was like the first time. I think that was the first time that I've really seen it like that. So, you know, I mean, they got to open, you know, come on, man. You know, rip the Band-Aid off. You know, especially when you bring in properties like X-Men. I mean, you know, you saw what they did with Logan. And of course, that was on Fox at the time. So
I'm glad you said that. Mm-hmm. So, they were talking about the conversation between Marvel and Kevin Feige and Hugh Jackman. And I think his name is Patrick Stewart.
Yep.
That plays
Professor X.
So they're all sitting up there and they were just like, you know, both of them were looking at Kevin Feige, like intrigued by what he said. But they were like, man, we ended our character so well.
Right.
We ended them out so well that it's just hard for us to play them again to bring them back.
Right.
And that's why they didn't sign off on it. But the word is, I guess, that the other guy that played Professor X when they went younger with it is supposed to be popping up in Doctor Strange. He's going to have a small role, but a big role, they say. So I guess he's not going to be around for a long time, but for whatever he does, is going to be something big within the film. So, but they said there's so many people in Doctor Strange. So many people. It's going to feel like Endgame all over again.
We got to get past Spider-Man before we can even get to Doctor Strange.
Yeah, right. Well, see, I thought a lot of people were in Spider-Man. They said that Doctor Strange dwarfs that. Like, how many people?
I mean, then the title was what? Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. So I can see how this is all going to go. And not to mention the main, is she still considered a main co-star in it? That being Scarlet Witch.
It says she may be the villain.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
I can see. Oh, okay. I can see it.
I read that stuff on it every other day basis. I'd be in those chat rooms. And that's one of the, because they're also talking about that, and it's no spoiler thing because none of this stuff is confirmed. Right. They're also talking about Doctor Strange and Spider-Man may not be Doctor Strange. He may be Mephisto.
I saw that. I saw somebody said this may not be him. So it's going to find out.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
All this happening, and we still have a season 2 of Loki to look forward to, which we don't even know where that even takes us to.
There's so much, bro.
Yeah,
Ironheart's going to be introduced in Black Panther.
Saw that.
Yeah, I saw some of the scenes for that. Right. For the girl Riri, was it Riri Williams or Riri? Something. Yeah. But they were showing scenes of her for Black Panther.
Right.
You got She-Hulk coming out.
Hey, look, what if this week is actually a Doctor Strange episode?
Yep.
And they said that ties into the stories.
What if it's on the timeline?
Yeah.
Because they also said that if you saw, was that last week's? No, last week's episode is when everybody died, right? So,
yeah.
I guess it was the one before that for Captain Britain, for Peggy Carter.
Well, that was the first one.
That was the first episode.
They said she may show up as that in real life.
Oh, wow.
In the MCU.
That wouldn't shock me if that showed up a part of Doctor Strange's multiverse.
Yeah. They said she may
anything
be
that's in
up.
What if wouldn't surprise me if any of this pops
nothing
up.
Nothing at all. I mean, well, I don't know about.
I want to see the live alligator for Loki.
That'd be funny. I don't know if Thanos showed up as the friendly Thanos,
and
like that would be interesting. Be like, wait, how
he
what
the Ravage?
Right, yeah, he shows up as the Ravager, so I'll be confused, and you know that'd be kind of interesting how that goes. But it'd be dope, man. I mean, at this point now, just do what you want.
They can do whatever they want, bro.
They've made it
infinite.
Yeah.
You thought a movie couldn't be infinite, like a storyline, but through the multiverse, it's infinite because they could just jump wherever the hell they want to jump.
Meanwhile, I'm still waiting on the Batman. Thanks, DC.
Yeah, good luck on that. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I got one good. I got one fantastic trailer that got me excited, and I'm like, nothing since.
You got that coming out, and then Ben Affleck signed on for more.
Stand by.
Right. That's all I got. You know,
I'll tell you, if you're gonna hang your head on anything for DC right now, it's Titans.
Yeah, and that you know,
that's what you got to hang your head on right now. It's Titans.
You got that new Batman going to drop for the younger version, and then Ben Affleck signs on to be in for the Flash joint that they're shooting, and then he's talking about jumping back in and doing his storyline again for Batman. Yeah. The most confusing thing.
I think his is supposed to be like part of Earth 2 or something. I don't even know.
Titans.
That's just where I'm.
Titans. I don't know, man.
It's
all you got right now is Titans.
Yep. That's really all I got, man. I got that, man, and we got the Hot Seat Podcast, man. Of course, this podcast wouldn't be able to happen, man, if we hadn't brung our podcast, or actually our Xbox Live conversation over to the podcast world after being on Xbox Live with our crazy and unfiltered conversations for over 10 years, man. And now we're here giving you guys that unfiltered conversation. And of course, you guys can find me actually on, if we're talking about gaming aspect, on Sinatu X on Xbox Live. We're playing Madden right now. Looking forward to some new releases that are coming out in the near future. I think we recapped those in the last episode, and you know, that's all I got for that right now. What you got, Dave?
Storyteller, you know, 2K dropping in a couple weeks. So
yep, it is. Yep.
Definitely going to be on that.
Yep.
I don't know. I didn't get to say it during the episode, but I just throw this out there. I don't know if y'all been following Cam'ron and these quick, like, commercial takes.
I saw the one with him and Brandy. That was funny.
Did you see the one now with Eve?
No.
Bruh, when y'all get off, and for those that are listening,
If you haven't seen it, just go check Cam'ron's takes on, like, with Brandy, and then especially the last one with Eve. Eve telling him to go get some stuff while she getting, like, her makeup or hair or whatever done. And he's like, man, he's basically acting like a servant. He's like, man, I don't want to do all this. And she's like, whatever, go do that stuff. Then she's like, yo, Alexa, play Lox. And then the Lox joint just drops. And you see his face like, word, that's where you're going with it. Yo, it is so perfect. If people don't realize how big a marketing mind Cam'ron to turn a defeat like that into something positive and money making.
Absolutely.
Like, it's hilarious, man. Go check that out. Shout out to Cam'ron.
Absolutely. What you got, Eric?
What means the word me?
Younger generation didn't get that. They like, what?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Flatline 09. And I'm not on Madden.
Yeah, I got you.
Yep.
And of course, we got Earl, who is New Jersey Fat Boy, of course, as well. You can find him on COD. Yeah, NJ Fat Boy. I said New Jersey Fat Boy. NJ Fat Boy. I'll be telling everybody. Right, I really
you
do.
You mess everybody's game I tags
do.
Up.
I do. It's crazy. COD for him. Not on Madden at all, though, so you find us there. And one last thing. Two things is happening. Dope this Friday. I know you guys can't see me, but I'm wearing the orange and green this weekend. So there's a couple things happening. So we got, of course, my beloved Miami Hurricanes actually playing this weekend against Alabama down in Atlanta. And then, of course, my organization that I absolutely love to the most, the Tri-City Hurricanes, they are starting their season this weekend as well. And most importantly, my son, he is playing in his first varsity game this Friday. He's going to be playing under the Friday Night Lights for the Wild Lake Wildcats here in Maryland. So it's a big weekend. Football season is upon us. I'm going to be up in there.
Trying out for Bishop.
Yeah. The hell he is. No, we ain't. We ain't doing that.
Starting wide receiver.
Yeah, he's they might have could have used him. I ain't going to lie to you, man. Football season upon us, man. I think Earl said they ain't stopping football for nothing. And so right now, they not stopping it, man. So it's going to be a big weekend. So for all those young men and young women, if they are in them playing on the teams, man, good luck this weekend. For the parents, act accordingly, please. That's all I got to say about that. What you got, Dave?
Hey, shout out real quick. This is a personal story, but just real quick. Shout out to JetBlue, because I was supposed to actually be down at Disney and coming back from Disney yesterday. But COVID-wise, everything's kind of stopped that with everything spiking.
Right.
But JetBlue was the one company that wasn't going to refund our money or credit our money back for our return flight. So shout out to JetBlue, because they're going to charge us $100 for canceling out a ticket that only costs $80 each. $100 each they were going to charge us. So charge us more to cancel it than how much the ticket was. So that's fine. We didn't cancel it. Well, guess what happened? I get a message on my phone yesterday letting me know that our flight has been pushed back hour after hour after hour, to the point that it was pushed back to today, a whole nother day. So guess what they did? They had to refund our account. Thank you, JetBlue. Fuck y'all.
I like it. See, it doesn't pay to be an asshole, because you know what happens? Mm-hmm. You end up losing at the end in the Davis one. See?
Charge you more to cancel than it did for the flight.
Yep.
Kind of right. Like, that'd be like a football team charging you more to park your car than it is to go to a game.
That's it.
Yo, that was a perfect setup.
That's a perfect ending.
That's a perfect ending, man. So, of course, man, you guys listen to the Hot Seat Podcast again. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Hot Seat Podcast. You can listen to us on the iHeartRadio app, Spotify Podcast, Apple Podcast, and wherever you find your favorite shows. And this is episode 49. So, it's going to be a little break. We will be back. We will be back with the season finale and episode 50 on October 9th. We're going to be live and on location at a undisclosed location at this moment. So it'll be October 9th is the day. So more information will be coming out about that. Make sure you follow the feed, the line. We'll let you know where we're going to be on location. So during that time, we'll actually be doing recaps and stuff of the All Black Everything series, the cost of money, and a few other things over the next couple of weeks. But we will be back October.
October 9th, live for you folks. Dave, you about to say something. I feel like you about to say something.
Nah, bro, I'm saying that joint was perfect.
Absolutely. So, of course, man, we dance with mics, games with headsets, a whole lot of unfiltered cards, unfiltered conversation. It's the Hot Seat. We out.
142.
$40.
The Hot Seat.